Big Wednesday, the day you face your own biggest challenge, the day you risk it all.
Nose hair, link gland.
Bizarre religious objects, weird ceremonies, snake handlers, and pot-smoking children.
With Karen Carpenter.
A man everybody would like to have seen dead.
And Dr. Fiasco.
An audacious man of action, capable of a tender, hopeless love, which could only last a day. But a day which was worth all eternity.
Wednesdays, from 10 p.m. to midnight.
It's gonna be like nothing anybody has ever seen.
On Radio Mario.
On my desktop, and time was standing still. I was sick, I was tired of waiting. I was looking for a thrill. Gotta be a power solution, or something that will scream my impact satisfaction, a realistic dream. It's 3D for the new world. It's 3D for the new world. Texture and convolute, I'm gonna rotate and spin. These graphics so damn realistic, oh, I think it's a sin. Now I'm seeing virtual reality. Is it liquor or is it truth? Am I seeing advanced 3D graphics or just too much vermouth? It's 3D for the new world. It's 3D for the new world. My desktop, and time was standing still. I was sick and tired of waiting. I was looking for a thrill. Gotta be a power solution, something that will scream my impact satisfaction, a realistic dream. 3D for the new world. 3D for the new world. Knee deep in 3D. Deep in 3D, a knee deep in 3D, knee deep in 3D.
The old man is snoozing in his den. He's safely hid away from winter's icy blast. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, shall reign forevermore. Forevermore it's come to pass. Very soon Groundhog will appear. His shadow we may see. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, shall reign forevermore. Soon the ice and snow will melt beneath the springtime sun. The birds will sing, the flowers will bloom. The fish will soon be caught. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, shall reign forevermore. Soon the cowboys will ride again across the desert they do go, ride toward the sunset's even glow. Yes, the King of Kings, the Lord of lords shall reign forevermore. As we see far away across the desert they do come, now we see the riders of the purple seas. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, shall reign forevermore. Bearded wheat points toward the sky, the corn grows tall and green. Soon the harvest time will come, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, shall reign forevermore. The six-gun law has long since passed. The lions roar, the cows howl, the eagles fly away. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, shall reign.
Yeah. still going 6 in the morning. Jim Beam, Courvoisier, and Jack, we're going down. I need some fuel! I need some fuel! I need some fuel to run! I need some fuel to run! Yo, Zeke, stop at the liquor store. We want some more. I'd like to introduce you to my fifth. That's who I'm with.
This is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to listen to the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on Radio Valencia. It's on Friday night from 10 to midnight, and beyond. Who knows how late we run. I, Dr. Howland Owl, don't always know. But I promise you, this is the most amazing collection of radio memorabilia that you have ever had occasion to hear. The wonder, the terror, the savagery, and the splendor of Ask Dr. Hal live on radio. Call in and ask me a question, or any of the recondite crew who occasionally sits in. You yourself can join the party. It just takes a radio, the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio, and you, Friday nights, 10 to midnight on Radio Valencia.
We'll be right back. on the night when you were out on the lark, all alone and so afraid in the dark. That's the time you may encounter your host, the rocking ghost. When the winds are blowing up in the trees, and you're feeling kind of weak in the knees, who will follow you from pillar to post? The rocking ghost.
Luckily, if you wanna get him going, all you do is say, I dig you the most, ghost.
Then you'll know that he'll be tipping his hat, 'cause he really is the swingin'est cat. When he hears you say, I dig you the most, the rockin' ghost.
Quran for Little Muslims is a production of Anur for Islamic Arts. Our goal is to provide you with only the highest quality entertaining and educational products that build and strengthen your children's Muslim identity. In Quran for Little Muslims, we sought to present the spirit of these short surahs, the first surahs our children learn. In addition to memorization, Quran for Little Muslims help children realize the practical application of the Holy Quran in their daily lives. We welcome your comments about this first-of-its-kind production of Quran for Children. Look for other Nur Art releases on audio cassette, the best-selling children's Islamic songs, We Are Muslims, and We Are Muslims Too. Please help support future Islamic productions for your children by buying only original works. Call us toll-free at 1-888-442-5687. And look for Anur for Islamic Art Productions in the future as Nur Art Productions. Assalamu alaikum.
I could be a soldier, go out there and fight to save this land. Be a people's soldier, paramilitary gun in hand. I won't be a soldier, I won't take no orders from no one. Stop the fucking armies, killing isn't my idea of fun. And they wanna waste my life, they wanna waste my time, they wanna waste my life, and they've stolen it away. I'm gonna throw it out the door. Ow! I could be a soldier, go out there and fight to save this land. Be a people's soldier, paramilitary gun in hand. I won't be a soldier, I won't take no orders from no one. Stop the fucking armies, killing isn't my idea of fun. And they wanna waste my life, they wanna waste my time, they wanna waste my life, and they've stolen it away. Ow! I could be a hero, live and die for their important cause. A united nation, or an independent state with laws. And rules and regulations that merely cause disturbances and wars. And that's what I have got now, all thanks to the freedom-seeking hordes. And they want to waste my life, they want to waste my time, they want to waste my life, and they're stolen it away. I'm not gonna be taken in, they said if I don't turn I just can't win. I've heard that story many times before, and every time I throw it out the door. Ow! Hey, I'll play right.
no cocaine. I'm gonna stick with my reefer, ain't messing around with no cocaine.
Like communication. We say to every human being, black, white, left, right, brother, sister, live and let live. Human brothers and sisters, let's live and let live. The aim of the game is to feel real good. The aim of the game is to feel real good. The aim of the game is to feel real good. Oscillating rhythm of turn on, turn off, expansion, contraction, turn on, turn off, the body breathing to the old basic rhythm, turn on, turn off, open, close, in, out, contract, release, speed up, slow down, get free, get hooked. The cellular trip is through the body. The proportions remain astronomical. The mammalian body, the human body, incomprehensibly galactic. Trillions of cells centering around structured organs, all interconnected, humming with market transactions, weather reports, pollution ratings, stellate arterioles, watery canals jammed with plasma planets, hematological mesnerian clusters, white corpuscle comets, endocrine spaceships commuting, the whole monstrous galaxy leaping through terrestrial networks of living forms, all in communication. An 18-inch layer of slime covering a metal rock planet, and every isolated organism around a 25,000-mile breathing island in close connection to the one whole, the biological web, reincarnation center, densely packed genetic energy, and outward bound from this compressed center, the web of molecules weaving the cellular fabric, exchanging, expanding, hooking into the organic network surrounding. The cerebral headquarters, ringed by a sensory dew line of billion cell stations for receiving and transmitting energies from within and from without the somatic galaxy. The common sense organs, odor, taste, touch, balance, temperature, posture, movement, light waves, night waves, sound words. Each sense organ operates on the same rhythm. On, off, open up, when you turn, close down, alternating current. While the body galaxy centers on a densely packed DNA strand, every organ constellation within the body zodiac orbits around the brain.
What do you turn on?
The brain.
You turn on?
Galactic headquarters of the nervous system, filling corporeal space with flashing electric messages.
What do you turn
out and back, off
and turn on?
Synaptic conversations. The cunning amino acid architects, snugly protected in miniaturized General Motor plant engineering cell chambers, design more and more complex Fisher bodies. This year's standard equipment, a 13 billion cell brain hooked up to stereophonic audition receivers, bifocal self-modulating auto-tuning retinal video cameras, cell battery-powered kinesthetic magic eye shock adjusters, gustatory liquid analyzers, and lingual pollution detectors, self-regulatory nasal gas traps for analysis and evaluation of aerial chemical content. Energy moves, structure captures, around and around floating somatic constellations, cycling, circling. The major structures have been identified for millennia by astrobiologists, philosopher priests, healers, observers of the fleshly heavens. Each unit of energy in this cosmic dance, charged with attraction-repulsion forces, pulling towards, escaping from, intensely contracted nuclear energy at galactic center explodes, scattering suns hurtling out across a million light years. Each stellar fragment, itself highly charged, spins through web fabric fields of radiant energy. What do you turn on when you turn on?
A year and a half ago, I guess, when we's in the city for a convention where they's gonna show us some new products and all. Well, we finished up about supper time and I got me some to eat quick like and thought I'd head out and do some exploring, seeing how I might not come here again for quite a spell. Well, I got to walking and I want to tell you that I done seen every kind of place you could imagine. I did. There was a place for eating, a place for drinking, a place for dancing, and just about everything I can think. But there's this one place that seemed kind of curious. I could hear the music playing from outside, and it wasn't like the music we used to back home. I mean, I couldn't hear a fiddle, nor banjo, nor steel guitar anywhere to be heard. Now, it was loud and thumping, and there's a big muscly fella sitting outside. And he says, "Friend, come on in." I says, "I believe I will." Then he tells me it's going to be $10. I says, $10 for what? And he says that that's for the cover charge and your first drink. I says, "In that case, I believe I'll have me a big arm." Well, friends, I walked inside and I want to tell you that I ain't never seen such a place in all my days. They was men sitting around and smoking cigars and hooting and a-hollering and pretty gals walking around carrying drinks and wearing the scampiest little things and I don't know what all. Then I looked up and I seen on a big stage, like the kind at the state fair, a pretty little number wearing nothing but a smile and some of them big old high-heel boots. She was. Now she's wiggling around and dancing, and the men, they's giving her dollars, which is kind of silly like, because she doesn't have no place to put them. Well, I looked over and I says to the fella next to me, I says, "Where have I stumbled upon?" I did. Well, he pulled that cigar out his mouth and he pats me on the back and he says, "Friend, have a lap dance." So he waves down one of the gals with the skimpy-like outfit, and she starts a-dancing about me real slow-like. And when she turned around, I could see that her shorts was too small. Like maybe she ain't gotten any new ones for a while, because these ones was a-binding and a-creeping. They was. Well, she done finished her dance and says to me, "That'll be $10. Again with the $10. And this time I was pretty sure there wasn't going to be no big orange to go along with it. It was getting on about 9:30 and I figured since it was so late and I'd done run out of $10 bills, I best be getting on. Now I ain't never been back to that there place since, but I have done some studying. Now, what I figure is that that was a charitable type place where the men who's all rich and such come together to give them their gals who's less fortunate and all, some of their extra money so as they can go out and buy clothes.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
I'm just a young boy. Music sucked, then came punk and oi. I'll never forget the first time that I heard it. My whole life changed, my heart a jump with joy. I was the upstart in the classroom. I was the one who stood out from the crowd. I couldn't stand a normal, boring old band. I liked my music fast and hard and loud. First BMs when I was 14. I loved those boots, they were a part of me. I'd wear them with my Harrington and bleach jeans. I was proud as punch and it came up to my knee. Some people grow up and get boring. Some people leave their youth behind. Me, I'm never gonna grow up. I'll wear these Dr. Martens till I die.
Planet from the sun, on the western edge, the northern hemisphere, on a continent called the Americas, there is a city. And in this city, there is a it's a section of the city. It's a district. And this district is called the Mission District.